break it down, down like this.
What is up, everyone? Welcome along to TempoFit's Workout of the Week. Greetings from my bubble to yours. I hope your lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown, is going well. You're staying sane. I hope you're staying healthy and you're getting through all the stresses of life that are present in many of our lives with jobs and families to look after. And it's craziness. But we have running to turn to and give us a little bit of respite from all the madness around us. So this week's workout is specifically designed as a real fun workout. Something that I always turn to when I want a bit of a stress buster. This is 6 times 3 minutes. It's a fartlek session. You're going to jog for 2 minutes after every 3 minute block. Nice and simple. Except that we're going to throw in 6 times 15 seconds, that's 1 5, random little bursts wherever you like in the entire run. Now, I'll get down to exactly why we'll do this, but as a quick overview, here's how your workout's going to run. Warm up for about 15 minutes, and then you do 6 times 3 minutes at sort of that lactate threshold type effort, so kind of like an hour race pace, over whatever terrain you can find in your neighborhood. You jog for 2 minutes after each 3 minute effort, do 6 of those, and then a little jog warm down. But we're going to throw in those 15 second bursts wherever you like. Could be in the jog recoveries, it could be in the 3 minute efforts. It's up to you. And I'll get down to my reasoning why we're doing this interesting sort of fun workout. So we've all heard that quote, I think it's JFK who said, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what I can do for my country. Now is one of those situations where I kind of want to reverse that and say, like, often as runners, we say, what can I do for my running? Now I wanted to switch this around. What can running do for me? And this workout is specifically designed to be a real stress buster, just to let loose some energy and get out also in your neighborhood. So this, you won't have to go far. This is really designed well for a neighborhood run. So why are we doing these little 15 second bursts? And I'd like you to think of these like strides, so not sprints, but the sort of that next gear down from a sprint. Why are we going to do these 15 second bursts? Well, one, you might have some fun little segments in your neighborhood. They might be a little hill or a little segment down the road. That could be a good time to go for that little 15 second burst. Now, it might be a little longer than 15 seconds. So that's one reason. The other reason might be, hey, there's a hill. I just want to run fast up it. Just turn on the burners and go for it. Or it might be like, oh no, I want to run fast past that neighbor there who I want to impress, or whatever. You might have a million reasons. Or you might decide, I'll do them at the end of those 3 minute blocks every time. The last 15 seconds of that will be nice and fast. It's up to you where you throw them in. Have fun with it. The main goal for today is to have fun, get the wheels moving, chop through some different energy systems, be able to stay in your neighborhood, run local, and have a bit of fun with it. So as I mentioned just there, it is really important that we look to do our part with beating COVID-19. And for most of us in the world, that means staying local, staying within your neighborhood. And some people around the world are not even able to run outside. So make the most of being able to run outside by keeping in with your regulations wherever you are in the world. And for us here in New Zealand, the guidance is stay in your neighborhood. So I'm staying within about a 5 kilometer radius. We live in a village surrounded by nice country roads. So I'm making sure I just stay within the general. I'm not going beyond 5K out of the village, and it's all very countryside-ish. If you're in a city, that might be a little bit different. You might need to stay a bit tighter because obviously there's more people that you could potentially interact with. So just keep this to your local regulations. But one of the really cool things is that you can find some streets when you run local, you can find some streets that you've never run before. Now, I used to do this, well, I do it most winters when it's too dark to kind of venture into the trails, and I maybe don't have a light with me. So I'll just be like, oh, I'm just going to explore all the streets around me and run by street light. And you just end up going down these little cul-de-sacs and like discovering these little neighborhoods that you've never otherwise go down. And it's a great way to get to know your neighborhood. And at the moment, there's most of the houses got teddy bears in their windows. So you can do some teddy bear spotting. Also, you can look for some weird little loops that you might want to do in your neighborhood. So jump on Strava or Google Maps and have a look at how can you construct like a fun little loop that has some trail section, maybe runs through a park, maybe goes up some hills and then down some slower declines. So you can really mix things up and create a fun little loop that you might make part of your weekly workout routine and really tackle that loop. So I really encourage you. This is workout's a fartlek workout, which means it doesn't matter how fast you're going. It's all by effort. It's just that perceived effort. Some other thoughts, hunt out some segments. So I mentioned that before. So if you are on Strava, and if you're not, this is a really good time to be on Strava because it can just add some spice to your life. So hunt out some segments and maybe try and include them either in those 15 second bursts or the 3 minute efforts that we're doing today. So lots of ways of making this workout work for you. Remember, the 3 minute efforts are around about your 1 hour pace. Now that means we're doing 18 minutes at your 1 hour pace plus some 15 second efforts. So really you should be able to do this workout twice over, maybe three times over. So this is definitely not a puke on the side of the pavement type workout. And in fact, that would break all sorts of regulations if we end up in that sort of situation. So please don't puke on the side of the pavement. We want to run within ourselves and just have a bit of fun. And that's another point, actually. While COVID-19 is going on, you probably don't have access to your physiotherapist or your osteo. So don't end up in a situation where you've pulled up with a dodgy hammy or some IT band issues. Like, you do need to really train sensibly. And that's a really important point. You can get into these situations where, oh, I've got a bit more time to train and might do something different. And then you end up doing something too different. You've got to stay within the bounds of what is realistic for your body to do at this stage. You know, just gradual increases of distance and quality.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So the thought for the week. Now, COVID-19 has introduced a really interesting scenario for us as runners. A lot of us will be in that really gutting situation of having trained for a really key race, like London Marathon was going to come up later this month. Boston, maybe someone listening to this has got a Boston qualifier that they've been trying to get for ages and that's been postponed. And there's the Rotorua Marathon here in New Zealand, Christchurch after that, Gold Coast. There's so many key races that have been cancelled. And I know for a lot of us that might be really deflating. But what this COVID-19 has done is introduced a really interesting and beneficial thing for us as runners. All of a sudden, instead of playing this sort of short-term game, you know, training for a race a few weeks away, or the medium-term game, training up for a marathon in, say, 6 months' time, we have the chance, because there's no races on the horizon, like who knows when we're going to be able to race again, we can play the long game. Do that stuff, that long-term stuff that, you know, when we think of elite athletes, they would be doing on a four-year cycle, thinking in 4 years' time, the next Olympics, I want to have A, B, and C, and D covered off. These are things that are really hard to cover off in a couple of weeks, but over a course of years, I can build up those metrics, those variables, and be really strong in those areas. So I've got 3 points of long game scenarios, long game strength gainers that I want to talk about. So the first of those is strength. We can use this as a chance to become stronger. So obviously as runners, we have this ability to be strong over a extended period of time. It's about a small amount of power output over time. That's what an endurance athlete is. But this is a chance while we're in COVID-19 lockdown, no races on the horizon, to actually switch the focus from trying to build that aerobic engine, building that speed or that speed endurance. We can actually switch it to, no, I want to build some strength, and I want to build strength so I can output that in terms of power. That improves my ceiling as far as how fast I can move, which improves my efficiency for running faster at longer distances. It all filters down. So you start with better leg strength, that moves into better power output, which moves into better efficiency. So it's quite logical. Now we can work on that top rung of the ladder and build that, well, maybe it's the bottom rung of the ladder, and build just that raw strength. So how do you do that? Because most gyms are closed. Well, I would start just doing some bodyweight squats. That's your first go-to. Bodyweight squats, lunges, maybe some single leg deadlifts. Jump on YouTube and YouTube that single leg deadlifts. You could use it with like a 2 liter milk. Great exercises, all targeting mostly your glutes. But also think about your core, also think about things like doing press ups, just building that overall athleticism to your body. So strength. Related to that one is mobility. So us runners have terrible mobility usually. And I really encourage you to use this as an opportunity to get some of that mobility that you've lost, maybe from a desk job, maybe from too many miles out there on the roads, and get some of that back. So that means especially hamstrings, glutes, and hip flexors. Think around those, that middle part of your body. Also lower back, thoracic, especially if you work a desk job, sort of that upper back area can get, I know that's a major problem for me, and a good test of it. Put a bar above your head in a sort of a shoulder press type position straight above you. Can you squat and hold that bar vertically, or does that bar come forward? So that's a good test on how much mobility you've got there through your thoracic. Mine's terrible, and it's something that I'm always working on. And now is a great chance to actually, for me, to start. Chipping away that, getting that flexibility and that functional mobility back, which is the important one. We don't want to be flexible. We want to be mobile and functional through that range of motion. Okay, last thought for playing the long game is, now's a good time to actually build a little bit of that base speed. So I talked before about the first rung of the ladder being that strength. We can then go from there after we've built some strength, built that glute strength, got some good leg strength through those lunges and squats. We can build that into speed. So things like doing these 15-second strides, all that sort of stuff can really help us build that comfort in running fast. So like I always say, start small, be gradual in your increases in the length and the intensity of those workouts. But think, look, 6 months down the track, I could be able to do a couple of sessions a week of all-out sprints. And how cool would that be? And what a difference that would make, even if you're targeting the marathon. So tuck that away. Three things to work on aside from your running. You might even just put the running on maintenance mode while you work on mobility, strength, and speed. All right, so there we go. There is your stress buster workout for COVID-19. It is 6 times 3 minutes at your 1 hour race effort. 2 minutes jog between each of the efforts, and throw in 6 times 15. That's 15 seconds of just faster, not quite sprinting running. Throw it in wherever you like. Have fun with this. Explore your local neighborhood. Run from home. Run local. Happy running, everyone. Hello, my fellow runners. I would love to connect with you all online. So please search for Run Tempo Fit on Instagram, Facebook, and Strava, and use the hashtag TempoFitWow to tag your workouts. And remember, during the month of February 2020, New Balance is giving away $150 of vouchers every week to fuel your run. So tag us in at Run Tempo Fit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win. Finally, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you've got value out of this workout, would you mind giving us a little 5-star review through your podcast app and subscribing? That would be a huge help to us. Thank you, everyone. Happy running.